This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3375 for Friday, the 9th of July 2021. Tid's show is entitled, CarODB2 Fun and Fail. It is the 70th show of Operator, and is about 10 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I try to figure out ODB2 stuff again.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host Operator. Today I'm going to be talking about ODB sensors and troubleshooting, maybe your car, car diagnostic stuff using an app called Torq for Android and a cheap ODB2 sensor. Now, when I first originally said I was going to talk about this, I thought I knew more about the whole thing than I did, but apparently there's kind of cheap ODB2 sensors, and then there's more expensive ones. The one I have is the cheaper one, where you can only read a certain range of codes or something. And then you have other ones that can read like ABS codes and some other codes. So the one you get when you go to like the hardware store to get your car checked, they can do more extensive tests. It's like a $2,000 thing. I don't know how much the fancy ones are, like the cheapest fancy ones are, but the one I have is just a Bluetooth ODB2 sensor that goes for my Maxima, but I use it on my Infiniti now. And it's a little tricky if you're new to cars and new to, I don't know, just how ODB2 works. I haven't done any research about it. I just installed an app and try to make it work. So as far as being a person that knows a whole lot about this, I don't. I just know that there's a difference between the cheap little ODB2 sensors, like $15 that I bought, or $60 or whatever that I bought, and like the real ones that can do like ABS stuff. So you plug a cheap ODB2 sensor in there, you turn it on, you run and drive your car, and you don't have any error codes. That doesn't necessarily mean that something is not throwing an error somewhere, because there's other ODB2 stuff. So if I can find my Infiniti Crap Audio. If you Google Infiniti Crap Audio, you'll find my post online about the Infiniti cars. Base model has really bad audio, no auxiliary input or anything. So I found my post. I've recently, first thing, it was used for troubleshooting my Maxima, and this time it was used for troubleshooting my VCD, which is like the traction control, vehicle dynamic control, kind of like traction control and other stuff like ABS and all that. So I like put a post on here where I performed a reset. I provided a CSV of all the information I could possibly log while I was driving. And I did all these things to try to figure out what's going on. I have lights coming on for the traction control and all that. But I think I really need a one that shows like ABS and like any like VCD type of issues, and I don't think the one I have has that. So this guy says you may want to scan the ABS module for codes, which I thought I could do that with Torq. And I think you can do that with Torq, but the ODB2 sensor I have is not picking anything up. So I guess it kind of scans, or brute force scans, the PIDs looking for data there. I want to say it feels like a SNMP walk coming from a computer background, where you're walking some kind of numerical sequential tree of numbers. So the way SNMP works is like there's 1.2.3.4, and then 4.5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then maybe it goes up to 30, and then the next one, next number is 2, and that goes up to 5, and it's kind of a tree structure separated by dots and decimals. So it feels like it's kind of like that, where there's like a range of numbers that have to do with ABS on all cards, or and it scans for these codes or whatever. And I had the enhanced diagnostics and enhanced advanced, you know, Infinity modules. There's like two of them actually that are installed, and it didn't pick up anything. I took a screenshot and stuff of it scanning for PIDs on the ECU, and never found anything good. But I think it's, you know, the Torque Pro with the Infinity plugins only show enhanced ECU views, so that isn't going to help with ABS and VCD. Okay. Torque Pro with the Infinity plugins only show enhanced ECU PIDs data, so that isn't going to help with ABS VCD issues. ODB Fusion with the enhanced diagnostic scan can clear and show live data like individual wheel speeds and plus 40 other ABS module related items. So what he's saying here is basically either my scanner or my app from what it looks like, he says the app isn't going to cover what I need, and I need to get some other app. And he suggested ODB Fusion and enhanced diagnostics. So for $14 plus $7, I can get this enhanced diagnostic thing. So anyways, you know, if you're looking to try to troubleshoot what's wrong with your car, and you know, you think buying an ODB2 sensor will help with that, you're better off just one-off going to a hardware store and having them plug in the fancy one and scan all your codes for you. And if you want to, you know, have them scan for specific areas, I guess, of the PIDs for certain stuff. I haven't really honestly gotten a whole lot of use out of it. I think I had, I kept having gas issues. Like, you know, a lot of times if you have a aftermarket gas cap or something like that, or you don't screw your gas cap in all the way, there's a bad seal, you'll get errors from the ECU about gas pressure or whatever it is. And I was getting a lot of those with the Maxima, I think. And that's why I bought it originally, to try to troubleshoot why I was getting that. And I think it ended up being just the aftermarket gas cap that I had on there, because I had left mine off, you know, on the thing and then drove off. And I think that's what it was. Or I just wasn't screwing it in tight enough. Anyways, I think that's the only reason it's really ever really helped me. Most of the time, I just use it to clear codes on the dash when I know I've fixed whatever the problem is. But the great thing, what I'll say on top of that is, I've got some stuff from nicoclub.com, Nico Club, which has Infinity documentation, or the mechanics guide or whatever. So there's the book that you get when you buy the car that's absolutely useless. It tells you what kind of gas you get. That's about it. And then there's the actual manual for your car that shows, like, straight up, it shows like everything, like the pinouts of your head unit and how they work and which wire goes to what, which from my background in computers, usually you don't get that detailed information about how a device works. You have to kind of hack it and figure it out yourself. And that's what I was trying to do in my car, and I blew like 3 fuses, and that's probably why I have some error codes on the ECU, and I wouldn't be surprised if I had to replace the ECU because I melted something important in there. So I'm not looking forward to that repair, but I used it to help these PDF versions of the documentation or the manuals or whatever, mechanics guides for fixing stuff in my car. The cool thing about them is that when you get the PDF versions, at least with Infinity and this website, When you go to a section, it'll have like troubleshooting guides, and you click it, and it takes you, it's like a bookmark that takes you to the part steps you need to follow. Oh, if this light's on, then do this, do that, do this. If you see this light on, then do this, do that, do that. If this light's not on, then do this, do that, do that. And it shows you kind of how to figure out what's wrong with your car just by reading this manual. So I thought it was kind of interesting that it had troubleshooting steps in there, and it was bookmarks, and it just had tons of information about, you know, all the connections in your car and the electronics and how everything works. So I was actually surprised. I'm not a car person, but I was actually surprised to see that I could just download the manual of my car and legit, like, if something's wrong, I could kind of figure it out myself, to be honest. But then again, you know, you got stuff like computer stuff that starts to get complicated. Anyways, that's my experience with ODB2 stuff. I'm obviously not an expert, but it has come in handy a couple of times trying to troubleshoot something. But for the average Joe, you know, just take it to the shop or take it to the hardware store, and they'll do the fancy scanner on it and give you some more information. And you can come back and say, oh, I want you to do a BCD scan to try to find, you know, some issues with the with that section of the ECU or whatever. But anyways, hope that helps out, and y'all take it easy. Have a good one. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.